The red curve shown is a graph of position versus time of a body moving along a straight line with a varying velocity. Our interest is to understand average and instantaneous velocities of the body from this graph. Consider a duration of 2 seconds from 4 seconds to 6 seconds. In the graph, the pink line represents the 2 second duration and the yellow line the displacement during that time. The blue line is the card and the black lines are the extensions of the blue line on both sides. The slope of this card is equal to the ratio of the lengths of the yellow line and the pink line in appropriate units. This is the magnitude of the average velocity for the duration of 2 seconds. We do not need the lengths of the yellow and pink lines for this calculation. The tangent of the angle made by the blue or black lines with the x-axis will give us the average velocity for the duration. This angle is shown in green color. The values of the duration and displacement are shown in the first row of the table. The magnitude of average velocity works out to be 24.32 meters per second. Let's decrease the duration in steps of 0.2 second. The yellow line, the pink line and the blue line decrease in length, and when the duration is very small, you do not see them at all. But remember, all you need is the angle made by the black line with the x-axis. The tangent of this angle is the ratio of displacement to time. The black line can now be seen as a tangent to the curve at t equals 5 seconds. The slope of this line is the ratio of displacement to time as both tend to 0, and this is the magnitude of the instantaneous velocity, which in this case is 24 meters per second. This special calculation of the ratio of delta x to delta t in the limiting case of delta t tending to 0 is differentiation. It is essentially a ratio of very small differences, and these ratios are very useful in evaluating many physical quantities.